one answer to job woes. If you hate what you're doing, really hate it, but can channel your anger creatively, you can write about it and get published. A working example, Ian Levison, author of the earlier A Working Stiff's Manifesto, which is about a series of post-college jobs he had held and lost, and many of these jobs you would want to lose, and now a novel called Since the Layoffs. Hi, Ian Levison. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you very much.
This novel, Since the Layoffs, opens with a plant closure somewhere in the upper Midwest, I think. It's a little vague on the geography. It's really bleak and really funny.
Well, I'm glad you found it so. I definitely wanted to give an impression of how these plant closures and the layoffs that are occurring all over the country affect people not just financially but also psychologically, and they also devastate whole towns. I wanted to give a picture of this town, and I didn't really want to name it, kind of give it an every town quality.
Your character in this story winds up working part-time at a convenience store and moonlighting quite successfully as a hitman.
Right.
You almost make that sound like a reasonable option.
Well, I think that he's realized that it's not just money he's lost, it's an entire way of life. He's lost his girlfriend, he's lost his job, he's lost all hope for the future. And instead of, you know, having these huge moral qualms, which I think we would imagine would be the situation, he finds himself enthusiastic about it because he's finally found work again.
This character, as he goes along in the book, it's unlike most sort of murder stories or things that one would read along these lines because, number one, he's never caught, and number two, he never develops any sense of remorse. He never feels badly about what he's done.
Well, I think the people that he winds up killing are reprehensible to him for the most part. But these are also people who we are trained, I think, to feel respect for. And it's more about his point of view. It's not really a revenge fantasy so much of an expression of a point of view of people who have had their lives destroyed.
You write about these kinds of characters both in this novel and in the true stories in your earlier book, Working Stiff's Manifesto. A lot of blue-collar characters who hold jobs for a while, lose them, move on to something else. Do you think that this novel of yours reflects the way these kind of people actually feel toward managers and authority figures and the people who make decisions today?
Oh, without a doubt. There's a lot of resentment out there. I've worked for 20 years with these people, and I know that they're not pleased about the way things are going. They have no reason to be pleased. I've worked in the economy for 10 or 15 years, was not able to find anything, any decent work, and it creates an enormous amount of stress and depression.
You worked for a moving company as a furniture mover. You were a fish cutter in an expensive grocery market. You did illegal cable TV hookups for friends for a while. You were a temp worker. I mean, all these kinds of jobs. But when you were doing those kinds of jobs, did you think of yourself as a writer who was kind of hadn't quite caught on yet? Or how did you think of yourself?
Sometimes I did. Depends on the day. You know, sometimes you're optimistic about the future. I was writing most of the time. I guess after a while I was able to put something together. I wrote about the thing I know most, which is working crappy jobs.
Now you're a published writer. Now you have a job. You're doing books. You can probably get hired to write magazine articles. You could do pretty much anything you wanted.
Yeah, things got better. I'm finally getting an opportunity to write, and I can support myself, being a modest lifestyle, I can support myself now. But I'm still actually waiting tables when the restaurant. I'm not sure if that's because I've just become addicted to the work or because I really need the money.
So you're a published novelist. How often do you work as a waiter?
Full time.
About really?
30, 40 hours a week. You know, specifically because I write about working issues, it helps to work.
Would you say, Ian Levison, that you're happy in your work now?
Oh, I'm very happy right now. I'm expressing something that I've really needed to express and really need to get out of my system, mainly how hard it is for people in this economy. I'm, getting an opportunity to let myself be heard, which is really nice. So, yeah, I'm over the moon. I'm having a great time.
Ian, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks very much.
Ian Levison, whose latest book is called Since the Layoffs.